Welcome to this Apple Watch demonstration, and in this demonstration I'm going to take you through currently all of the bands that are available for the Apple Watch, and I will be doing a slight add-on at the end of this recording to do my wife's modern buckle on her Apple Watch 38mm, keeping in mind that's only available for the 38mm currently in a small size. But to begin with, I'll be going through all of the watch bands that I have with my Apple Watch 42mm, keeping in mind that one of them, which is the lever loop, is only available for 42mm. So the bands I'll be going through are the Link bracelet, the Milanese loop, which again is also stainless steel like the Link bracelet, the lever loop, the classic buckle, and finally the sports band, or the fluoro elastoma band, but we'll just call it the sports band for this demo. That's basically the rubber one. So to start off with, let me just get Alex to read out the description from the Apple online website what the Link bracelet is all about.
Link bracelet, crafted from the same 316L stainless steel alloy as the Apple Watch case, the Link bracelet has more than 100 components. The machining process is so precise, it takes nearly 9 hours to cut the links for a single band. In part, that's because they aren't simply a uniform size, but subtly increase in width as they approach the case. Once assembled, the links are brushed by hand to ensure that the texture follows the contours of the design. The custom butterfly closure folds neatly within the bracelet, and several links feature a simple release button, so you can add and remove links without any special tools. Available in stainless steel and space black stainless steel. $679.
And that price, $679, of course, since I'm in Australia, that's in Australian dollars. I actually have, funny enough, the Link bracelet here. And I've currently got the butterfly clip open at the moment. So what I have is the butterfly clip open at the moment in the middle, and then we have the links for the band, of course, on either side of that coming out to the connectable lugs that slot into each side of the Apple Watch. Now, when the band's basically closed, i.e. with the butterfly connection in the middle closed up as if you were wearing them on your wrist, it really does feel like an extremely stylish band. So in the middle, of course, you've got the butterfly clip, as I said, currently done up, and the two little buttons in the middle that you use to release it. And then you've got the links coming out of each side of that, and the links feel extremely smooth, and the edges of the actual links are also very well graded, of course, coming from thin in the middle, wider out to where they connect with the watch. And the links themselves are very chunky. Just run my fingernail over the band. That's what the band sounds like when you run your fingernail over it. But it is a really beautiful feeling band, of course, all being stainless steel. So first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to just going to close the butterfly clip. So I'm pushing each end up and over towards each other, and then clipping it together. And then if I lay it down now flat with basically the connection that I just made underneath, so it's going to pick my Apple Watch up now. Because it's a fairly rigid band, I tend to slide one lug slightly in, and then I do it on the other side slightly, and then push them both in. So I've got the Apple Watch in my hand. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put the right hand side on first. And when you put these ones in, the little button in the middle of the lug is facing up, the same way the clock face is facing up. So I'm going to start and put it in the side. I normally do it from away from me towards me into the slot on the Apple Watch. So that's partly slided in. Now I take the other side and come up to the side of the Apple Watch into the little slot. So I've got them both in slightly, and then I'm going to push them both in together, and they've just clipped in. So now if I turn the Apple Watch straight band over, push the two buttons in either side of the butterfly clip, it opens up, pop my wrist through, and then bring one side in and the other side in and click them both together. And there we go. I'm now wearing my Apple Watch with my Link bracelet. And I should say the Link bracelet really feels very nice on my wrist. I haven't tried using the little buttons on the links that you can shorten or expand, but the links themselves feel very smooth. It's very tapered, so it comes, of course, the whole width for the Apple Watch on the side where the lugs connect, and then it tapers around to underneath your wrist where the butterfly clip is, and of course both sides are tapered. So it is a really nice watch band to wear. It doesn't pull the hair on my wrist at all. It's just a really comfortable watch band. I actually tend to use my Link bracelet for work. It's not something that I use casually or when I'm gardening or cleaning the car. So the Link bracelet is my special bracelet for wearing at work, or of course if I'm going out to conferences or doing presentations. So let me just push the two buttons on either side of the butterfly clip underneath my wrist. Take the watch off. So I'm just going to slide the band off. Hold the little button underneath the slot. Push that lug out slightly. Come to the other side. Hold the button in next to the slot, push it out slightly, again going away from me, and now I can just push both sides off, and it's off. So let's put my Apple Watch down. Now we're up to the Milanese loop, and again this is a stainless steel bracelet, but this time rather than having links, it's a stainless steel mesh. So let's see what the Apple Online website has to say about the Milanese loop.
Milanese loop, a modern interpretation of a design developed in Milan at the end of the 19th century, woven on specialized Italian machines. The smooth stainless steel mesh wraps fluidly around your wrist, and because it's fully magnetic, the Milanese loop is infinitely adjustable, ensuring a perfect fit. $229.
Okay, so again, that $229 is in Australian dollars. So let me just grab the Milanese loop off the table here. Okay, so I've got the Milanese loop in my hand and I've got it fully extended. It's one continuous band like the Link bracelet. Now just a note about the Milanese loop. When they say mesh stainless steel, they really do mean mesh stainless steel. It's really, really soft feeling in your hand. As with the Link bracelet, I'm just gonna take my fingernail and run it over the band. And as you can hear, it's very, very fine mesh weave on the Link bracelet. And when you hold it in your hand, the band just almost feels like it's cloth. It's so flexible. And because it's a whole loop, the band is basically the same width from end to end. I.e., as with the Link bracelet, it tapered in towards the middle where the butterfly clip was. This is one continuous loop, so it's all the same width right through the whole band. So I'm going to grab my Apple Watch again. And with the Milanese loop putting on your Apple Watch, you've got a little bit more leeway. It's not such a rigid band as with the stainless steel Link bracelet. So I'm going to put one side on first. So because I'm right-handed, I tend to do the right hand first. And again, just for orientation, I might not have said this before, with the Link bracelet, I've got the friend and digital crown towards me. And of course the other smooth side, the other side of the Apple Watch away from me. So I'm going to put it on the right hand slot first. Of course, I've got the lug with a little button in the middle facing up. So I push that in slightly. And I must say, I find the Milanese loop a little bit easier to put in than I do the Link bracelet. So here's the other side, left hand side, putting it in slightly and then pushing them both in together. Okay, and it's clipped in. Now the way the bracelet does up, so at the moment I've got a very long band now currently hanging underneath my Apple Watch. But what's happening is that the loop, and let's say it starts from the right hand side and comes around to the left hand side, goes through the lug, and then it's got a little magnetic stopper that stops that loop then sliding back out of that lug. So it's the magnetic stopper that I'm actually going to grab a hold of, and I'm going to put the actual watch on my wrist, and I'm going to pull that out and around under my wrist, and then when I've got it snugly enough, I just let go with a little stopper, and it's now connected to the underneath of my wrist on the band itself, because that little stopper there is magnetic. I just take the band off my wrist, so I can take the magnetic stopper off the band, and then what I can do is just pull the band through that lug so it slides, still sliding, and then of course now it's stopped because it can't go back out through that lug anymore, and just slide the band off my wrist. Just keep in mind that what's happening with this band is that it's connected on both sides, but one side has the band threaded through the lug, and to stop the lug pulling back through the lug and basically coming completely off, it's got a little magnetic stopper, and that's the little thing that you hold onto and pull around your wrist to pull the band snugly, and then you let go of the little lug on the end of the band, and that attaches it snugly magnetically to the band. The benefit about this band is that it's more adjustable in some ways than the actual link bracelet, because to adjust the link bracelet, you basically got to take links in and out to get a nice snug fit. Whereas with this one, I can just grab that little magnetic stopper underneath my wrist here on the band and either release it or increase the tightness of the band by just pulling or releasing that little magnetic stopper and adjusting the band that way. So nice and neat. It also means if I take the stopper off and pull the whole band, which I just did then, that stopper again stops on the lug and doesn't go through, which means I don't actually end up having my watch fall off my wrist because the band slid right through the lug. I do find sometimes the melanase loop will actually pull the hairs on my wrist, but not very often, but I definitely like the fact that you can adjust it throughout the day to fit your comfort level very easily. I'm going to take the band off each end, push the button on the right hand side, push it away from me, other side, hold the button in, push the band away, and then take them both off either side. Okay, with the melanase loop, I tend to use the melanase loop again for work presentations, meetings, going out, etc. Because it's stainless steel, again with the link bracelet, I really don't want to use it for gardening, washing the car, that sort of stuff. It's again used for, if you like, special occasions or more formal situations. So the link bracelet and the melanase loop are my formal bands. And the two next bands I'm going to talk about are the ones that I use for more casual type situations, or again at work if I really feel like being a little bit more casual, are the lever loop and the classic buckle. Keeping in mind again that the modern buckle currently is not available for my watch, which is the 42mm one. It's only available for the 38mm one at the moment. Okay, so let's start with the lever loop. Let's see again what the Apple website has to say about the lever loop.
Leather loop. The Venezia leather for this band is handcrafted in, misspelled, Arzignano, Italy, with an artisan heritage spanning five generations. The tannery has a history of partnership with some of the most prestigious names in fashion. A delicate milling and tumbling process enhances the beautiful pebble texture. This traditional craftsmanship is combined with an innovative approach to design. Magnets concealed within the soft, quilted leather allow you to simply wrap it around your wrist for a precise fit and a trim look. Available in blue, black, brown, and tan. $22,942 watch only.
Okay, so again, it's $229 Australian, and as the note I added then, it's only available for the 42mm watch. And as I said, this is my favorite one. Now, again, it's got the same type of fitting as the melanase loop, where you basically wrap the band around your wrist, except this time the band is in two separate sections. So one side of the band is got the lug where it connects, and then it's got a D-ring where the other long part of the band actually slides through and then wraps around your wrist to hold it snug against the band magnetically. Be a little bit careful putting this one on, because unlike the melanese one, which has got the magnetic stopper, it'll stop when it gets to, in that case, the lug part of the connection. This one, where it gets to the D-ring, there's nothing stopping it pulling it right out, so you've got to be a little bit careful. Okay, so I'll grab the band. Again, I said it was in two sections. So there's a long section, which is the one that basically wraps around your wrist, and then there's the other little section that I mentioned, which is contains the D-ring with the lug on the other end to connect to the Apple Watch. And when it said quilted, it is indeed quilted. Both the small part of the band and the large part of the band is quilted. The first thing I thought about when I touched the lever loop was not so much quilting. I actually thought of treads on a tractor trailer, because each quilted section or each tread on the wheel, so to speak, has got a magnet in it. But it's a really, really nice band to feel when you're wearing it. And because it's got, in my terms, the track dirt treads on it. Each one of the tracks is quite substantial. So if I again do my old trick with my fingernail and bring it around the band, okay, you can hear the little treads as my finger goes across them. And the actual filling of the leather, besides the quilted type style, is also very tactile indeed. So from a tactile point of view, besides the mesh and the link bracelet, the most tactile band as of this recording. Grab my Apple Watch. So again, I've got the friends stroke side button and the digital crown facing me. So for me, I'm going to put the short part of the band on the left hand side. And again, of course, with a little button in the lug facing up towards me. And because they're two separate bands, I can put one band on it either time. So the left hand side of the short band, slide it in and clipped in, and grab the right hand one. This is the long part of the band, the long loop. So again, I've got the lug with the button in the middle facing up towards me, and I'm going to slide it in, going away towards me, sliding the actual lug into the side of the Apple Watch. That's clipped in. Okay, so what I tend to do is I tend to actually thread the long part of the loop through that D-ring on the other side of the band first before I put it on my wrist. So I'll do that now. Okay, so I've got the long part of the loop now threaded through the little D-ring, and I'm holding now the bit that I've just threaded the D-ring in between my index finger and thumb and sliding it on my wrist. And then what I'm going to do now, I'm going to pull the long part of the loop through the D-ring, and as I'm doing that, I'm also sliding the whole band and watch around my wrist. So now the Apple Watch is on top of my wrist, and I now can pull that long part of the leather loop around my wrist and have basically connect to the rest of the band. And it really feels like it's a continuous band once it's on your wrist. So what I've currently got now with my left hand in front of me, the short part of the loop is now towards me and the long part of the loop is connected to the other part of the watch away from me. So what's basically happened is that long part away from me has come around, it's gone through the D-ring on the short part of the band, and I've pulled it out and around back away from me again because I'm going back around the other part of my wrist. And then, as I said, the whole band's magnetic, so I can quite easily adjust it to make it fit. Now, taking it off, as I said, with the metal nose loop, you've got the stopper that'll stop coming out of the lug on the side. Because this has got the little separate short band with the D-ring on it, when you take it off, you've just got to be a little bit more careful. So what I'm going to do is, because the whole band where I've looped it around is magnetic, I'm actually going to take that whole part of that band and pull it up and off. So now it's actually loose. And that then allows me just then to slide the band back through the D-ring on the short part of the watch band. And what I tend to do is keep my finger quite near the D-ring. And now I've pinched the end of the actual long part of the loop that's just about to go through the D-ring, again between my thumb and index finger. And now I'm going to slide the whole band stroke watch off my wrist, still holding on to the actual little end of the band that's gone through the D-ring. And then if I now want to, I can put my watch in the palm of my left hand and just let the band come out of that D-ring. This band is extremely comfortable. I find it more comfortable than the actual Milanese loop. And as I said, I tend to use this one for casual situations. Going out, just being around the house. Because it's leather, like the classic buckle, I certainly don't use it for washing the car, gardening. That's the reserve of the sports band. But this one, like the classic buckle that I've got, I tend to use for casual wearing around the house, like I just said, and so on. Okay, so that's the leather loop. So I'm going to take each side off. So sliding it away from me, that's one side. Sliding it away from me, that's the other side. Okay, so now we're up to the classic buckle. And again, let's see what the Apple Online website has to say about the classic buckle band.
Classic buckle, from the renowned ECCO tannery in the Netherlands, the Dutch leather used for this band is milled to give the grain a subtle, distinctive texture. The simple closure is crafted from the same stainless steel as the Apple Watch case. It's a beautiful take on a traditional band design. Available in black, $229.
And $229. And basically, it's a straightforward band, your traditional watch band, two bands with the buckle and the little pin in the middle that you do up and you put the pin through the hole. The actual grain of the leather is very nice to feel, so it's not a really, really smooth leather. It's the type of leather that you would feel on a handbag or a wallet that really uses good quality grained leather. It really does feel that nice. It's two separate bands, one side of the band having the band slides through the D-ring with the pin on it, and the other band having the D-ring with the pin in the middle, little round leather loop that goes around the band to hold the part of the band that you've pulled through the D-ring snug against the rest of the band. So I'm going to take one side of the band that contains the buckle, the D-ring and the pin with the pin in the middle, and take my Apple Watch again. And again, same story, friend stroke side button towards me, digital crown. And then on the right hand side, of course, again with the lug at the end of the band, the little button in the middle facing up, and I'm going to start away from me, slide into the side of the watch slot, push it back towards me, and it's clipped in. And grab the other side of the band, which is just the long part of the band with the holes in it, of course, that you would then use to adjust to your comfort level. So again, I've got the lug with the pin facing up, coming to the slot and starting it away from me, sliding it in, and it's clipped in. So now I've got a traditional watch with a normal band on either side connected. Now this particular band, when putting it on, unlike the Milanese band and the lever loop that I can start off and then slide it onto my wrist, I tend to put the watch on my wrist, so the Apple Watch is sitting on my wrist and both bands are now just draped either side of my wrist. Then grab the long part of the band with the holes in it, and then I'm now going to use my finger to just push it through the actual buckle with the pin in it, and now basically that band is now pointing away from me through the buckle, and I'm going to pull it tight by pulling on the band, and then I get to the hole level that I want to on the band, push the little pin through to hold it, and then I can adjust that little lever loop that goes around the band to the right spot that I can then tuck that band under and keep it nice and snug against the band, so of course it doesn't catch anything. And that's my band on. When you're wearing it, it really does feel like you're wearing a very traditional watch band, of course, with your nice snazzy Apple Watch. It's a very nice comfort fit. Because the pins just fit into the preset holes on the band, you can get it to a general comfort level, but the thing I like about the Milanese loop and the lever loop is that you can adjust it finitely to the exact spot where you want it. Whereas with this band, because you're basically putting a pin through holes that are preset, you're basically stuck with the distances between each hole, and they're not that far apart, but I find sometimes I just can't quite get it to that particular comfort level that I want, I can achieve with the Milanese loop or the lever loop band. Okay, so let me take this one off. So I'm going to pull the lapped over band out from under that little lever loop and then pull the band back towards me so I can get my finger to pull that pin out and away from the hole, and then just pull the band off, holding onto the band so that I can take the whole thing off my wrist. Okay, so that's the classic buckle. Let me take the sides off. So that's the right hand side, pop it down. That's the left hand side, pop it down. As I said before with the other bands, again I tend to use, because it's leather, for casual situations or at work, but as with the other leather band, the lever loop one, I certainly don't use it for gardening or washing the car because it is a leather band. So finally, this is my good run-of-the-mill band that I can use for all occasions if I really want to, and of course I'm talking about the sports band or the Fleura Elastoma band. So let's see what the online store has to say about the sports band.
Sport band, because it's made from a custom high performance, misspelled, Fleura Elastomer. The sport band is durable and strong, yet surprisingly soft. The smooth, dense material drapes elegantly across your wrist and feels comfortable next to your skin. An innovative pin and tuck closure ensures a clean fit, available in green, pink, blue, white, black, space gray, black,
$79 again in Australian dollars. And as with the lever loop and the classic buckle, this is two separate bands again. Just grab them off the table and grab my Apple Watch. One side of the band is just the long part of the band with the holes in it to get your adjustment fit correctly. And then the other side of the band actually has the pin, which goes through one of those holes when you've done up the band. And this time, rather than having a, in the case of the classic buckle, the lever loop that goes around the band to hold the rest of the band that comes around your wrist to the band, you've basically got a slot that you can actually feed the other part of the band into to tuck it underneath. That'll make more sense when I put it on and talk about it. Again, I've got my Apple Watch in my hand with the Friends stroke side button digital crown facing me, and I'm going to take the band that contains the little slot and the pin at the end of it, and that's going to go on the right hand side. So again, I've got a little lug with the pin in the middle. I'm coming to the Apple Watch on the right hand side, starting away from me, sliding the lug into the slot, pushing it back towards me, and it's clipped in, and then grabbing the other band, which has just got the long band with the holes in it to get to the right fit, as with the classic buckle band, if you like. I've got the lug with the little button in the middle that pushes down to connect it to the watch. So again, starting it away from me into the left-hand slot, pushing it towards me, and it's now on. So what I've ended up with is the long strap that contains the holes in the band to adjust it. On the other side, the band has got the little slot that you can use to tuck the long part of the band into, and of course the pin at the end. And when I say pin, it's actually a very substantial pin. It's not like the thin pin that you have in the classic buckle. It's a very round, solid pin that basically sticks out quite a lot from the actual band itself. Again, I tend to do exactly what I did with the classic buckle. I've got the actual Apple Watch on my wrist, and I've got the bands draping down either side of my wrist. And I'm going to take the long part of the actual band, which is closest to me, and basically then hold the actual other part of the band underneath it, because what I want to get to is I want to get the pin at the end of the other band coming around underneath the long part of the band that contains the holes, and get that pin to a comfortable level underneath one of the holes. And then I basically push the outside of the band, so the long part of the band, over onto that pin, and now it's actually snug. And then I grab the rest of the actual band that's now folded over, and then tuck it back in and under the slot in the band, tucking it under, and now I've got it on. And again, when it's on, it actually feels really comfy on your wrist, and you wouldn't think to some extent that it wasn't a continuous band the way it just holds on your wrist quite snugly. Again, the same issue with the classic buckle band. The holes are preset, so you have to get to the comfort level that you want with the distances between the holes that are preset for you. And again, that's one of the reasons why I tend to still prefer the lever loop or the Milanese loop to some extent, because I can really adjust it infinitely to the actual comfort level during the day. I tend to use this one for almost everything. I can wear it out if I really want to. I've got the actual black band, so I can wear it for work, when I'm out and about, conferences, presentations, gardening, washing the car, all that sort of stuff. Now, the nice thing about the band when you're exercising is that underneath the band, they've actually got an indented channel, which basically allows your wrist to breathe a little bit more. And again, to take it off, I'm basically going to pull the strap back out of the bit of the actual slot that I tucked the end of the band underneath, pull it out, and then pull the band now off the pin, and the band comes off straight away. Whereas with the classic buckle, when you pulled the band off the pin that went through the actual D-ring, the band was actually still in the D-ring, then you had to slide the band through the D-ring to get it off. Whereas this one, there's no D-ring, the band just basically connects to that pin. Once you've pulled it off, the whole band's off. So just keep that in mind when you're pulling it on and off. But overall, it actually really does feel like quite a nice band on your wrist. And like I said, it's $79. It comes in multiple colors. So again, if you wanted to, you know, change your watch up to see the fact that you're wearing different bands, that could be certainly worthwhile, and it's certainly not that expensive. Now, just one final note on the sports band. When you get the band in the box, you get the band that contains the slot and the pin, and then you get two sizes of that long part of the band on the left hand side. So with mine, I got a medium band and a large band. I'm just going to get Alex here on my Mac to read out from the Apple online website description of the modern buckle. And then when I get home from doing this recording at work, I'll take you through a description of the modern buckle on my wife's Apple Watch 38mm. Because I said at the beginning that modern classic buckle is only available for the 38mm small as of the date of this recording. And again, a reminder that the lever loop, again at the date of this recording, is only available for the 42mm size. But basically, the main difference between the modern buckle and the classic buckle: the classic buckle has your traditional D-ring and the pin to attach it to the actual band of the watch. The modern classic buckle is that D-ring and pin is actually replaced with a magnetic catch. Okay, so let's see what Alex Stroke, Apple Online website, has to say about the modern buckle.
Modern buckle, a small French tannery established in 1803, produces the supple Granada leather for this elegant band. The smooth top gray leather is lightly milled and tumbled to maintain its refined texture. What looks like a solid buckle is actually a two-piece magnetic closure that's delightfully simple to secure. We also added an inner layer of Vectron weave for strength and stretch resistance. It's the same material NASA used to make the landing airbag for the Mars rover spacecraft. This band is available in green, pink, blue, and white. $37,938 watch only.
A bit more expensive than the other band, i.e. the classic buckle band and the other bands. Other bands were $229. This one's actually $379. I guess that's because it's got the magnetic closure and then you've got that inner weave material to reduce stretching of the band. So I'll see you shortly when I get home to do the rest of the recording. So here I am back at home, and I've got my wife's Apple Watch 38mm in my hand with the modern buckle band that I've just taken off the watch itself. So basically this band, same deal with the classic buckle, is you've got two bands. One side on this one, you've got the lugger that calls at one end to connect to the Apple Watch, and the other end, you've got half of the magnetic buckle. And then on the other band, of course, again, you've got the lug at one end as of all the bands to connect to the Apple Watch. And at the other end, you've got the other half of the magnetic buckle. And of course, those two parts of the buckle connect together. And just to let you know the difference, on one side, the buckle is, if you can think of a rectangular shape with a bar in the middle of it, that's one side of the buckle on one side of the band. And what happens is that the band is threaded through one side of that buckle, and where the thing in the middle goes across, that's where the pin's connected to. So you basically slide the band onto what hole in the band you want over that pin, and then the rest of the band feeds through the other side of that rectangular shape on the buckle. And then the other buckle on the other band is basically a full buckle that then just basically magnetically connects to that buckle. It's probably going to make more sense when I actually connect it to the watch. So I've got one side in my hand, and this is the side where you adjust the band to get to your particular fit. And on this band, I believe there is 1, 2, 3, 4 holes, I believe, to preset that buckle into the actual size that you want the band to be. I'm going to grab my wife's Apple Watch here, and I'm going to put the left-hand one on for a change first. That's the one with the half the buckle that you use to adjust the band. And of course, I've got the friends and the digital crown towards me. So coming away from me into the slot with the lug, with the button in the middle, of course, on top. Okay, that's on and clicked. And then the other side with the full size part of the buckle that basically just clips onto the other side of the buckle. So I've got the lug in my hand again, coming to the right hand side slot with the lug with the button in the middle facing up, coming towards me, sliding it in, clicking together. So if I now turn the watch over so the face is facing down, and I've got the two parts of the band in either hand, if I bring them together, the left hand one then basically goes underneath the right hand buckle, is the way I'm doing it now, and then they both come together and you can hear them basically clip magnetically together. So what you end up feeling is a rectangular stainless steel, I'm assuming, buckle. And it almost feels like the band's just going straight through it, because what you've done beforehand is you've adjusted the band to go underneath where it connects to that pin, and that's underneath the band, so you don't see it on the outside of the band you're not using. So with the classic buckle band, the rest of that band would have been shown on top and going through that little leather loop that holds the band to the band so it doesn't stick out. Where on the modern buckle band, that extra band that you're not using is actually underneath the band closest to your skin. So I hope that makes sense, but basically it's replacing the traditional D-ring and pin that you'd have on the classic buckle band with a modern clasp using managed to connect both sides of the buckle together. And of course, to disconnect them, there's two little buttons on either side of the buckle, much like on the stainless steel link bracelet. Push them in and just keep holding your fingers in, basically, and pull the top part of the buckle up and away, and you've opened it up. So to close it again, basically put the two buckles on top of each other, and that's it. They're back together again. So very nice and straightforward. The band itself feels quite soft, and of course you've also got that material on the inner side of the bands to prevent stretching and so on. But it really does feel a lot softer in some ways than the classic buckle band leather. That band felt like more of a traditional grained leather type band. This one actually feels quite smooth and quite elastic. Okay, so that's the modern classic buckle, and that also completes this demonstration of the bands currently on the market from Apple itself, including the stainless steel bracelet, the Milanese loop, the leather loop, the classic buckle, the sports band, and the modern buckle. Remembering, as of this recording, the modern buckle band is only available for the 38mm watch, and the leather loop is only available for the 42mm watch. So, as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.